Hello everyone, this is Raving Rendell, and yes, it's been a while, but I've been rather sick for most of the past couple of months, and also been rather depressed because I lost my Pinto, and just only recently, like as in yesterday, got a new car, so I've just not been in the mood to do any Rendell's things, and it's not against anybody, it's just that you have to be in a mood to do this. The only reason I did it for so long was because I was expected to. It wasn't expected to, so now I'm just doing it when I feel like it. What did it this time is a gamer thing, so non-gamers, go ahead, turn it off, bitch and gripe and wait until I do something else. World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft has gone through an event called Cataclysm, or a expansion called Cataclysm, an event called The Shattering, which is everybody, Black Dragon called Deathwing has gone through and literally torched everything he can see. If he didn't change the landscape, he killed everything in it, supposedly. Well, now I log in after all the patches have been done, and I was running around Stormwind, which was one of the old world areas, which is where he hit. And one of the first things I noticed is where the park was, which was the Night Elf area, which I always thought was a really nice place to go, has been given up in favor of old barracks. Now, I realize they're expecting a lot of new people to come in because they're basically resetting the game. I mean, call it what you will, everything in what was the old world, i.e. what they call Vanilla WoW. This is World of Warcraft. No Burning Crusade, no Wrath of the Lich King, no Cataclysm. This is the first one. They've gone through and reset everything. Which would have been nice, you know? Yeah, I can see that. But the only thing they did in regards to Stormwind, I haven't checked Darnassus or Ironforge, is the park, like I said, which was a nice little area, good place to go and roleplay, or even just set your character if you just wanted to sit in a nice little area. It's gone, and old barracks buildings are there, and it's almost like they're trying to say, oh yeah, well, this was here all the time. Well, no, it hasn't been there except for maybe 3 weeks. It makes no sense. Also, Stormwind has a cemetery now. And it's a neat cemetery. It's really neat. But here's the thing. A lot of gravestones, none of them have any names, have any, you know, anything you can mouse over and read, except one. The queen died. Who the fuck was the queen? I have been in this game since 2007. Or no, actually longer than that. Because I've been on since the third one. So that'd be about 4 years. So I think 2006 I got into it. 2006, 2007, something like that. And I went in and they had, well, I've been in there. Sorry, I mixed up my thoughts. I had one I was going to do and then I got confused with the one I was doing. I have never seen the Queen of Stormwind. Granted, I didn't go looking for her. But I have never seen her. And now Deathwing killed her. And she's got this nice little, it's almost like a Middle Ages coffin with a thing of her carved into the front, I think, and then a plaque saying, you know, we'll miss her and all this. And I'm like, I've never even known her. I didn't even know she was here until now. I didn't know she was even alive. So yeah, it's nice that they did that, but I've gone around, and every NPC that was in Stormwind before Deathwing hit it is still there. There are two kids that are staying around fishing. There's another three kids, or two boys fishing. There's another three boys who wander around and fish. There's two old soldiers. There's old Emma. There's a mom and her two kids. There's a school matron and some kids. And Topper McNabb, I think his name is a beggar, is still there. The only person I haven't seen, and I don't think he's dead, I just... There's a kid called Little Timmy who's off selling a kitten. And I'm almost certain he's there. He just comes at weird times. He's not there all the time. He'll appear, do a little circuit, and he'll disappear again for a few hours. It's hard to catch him. So the fact that I haven't seen him doesn't mean he isn't there. He's there, I'm sure. It's just I've not had a chance to run into him yet. But where is the life-changing, where is the world-changing thing? You go in, like I said, there's got to be 100 gravestones in the cemetery, and not one of them has anything personalizing. I mean, granted, in graveyards, they don't. And in public graveyards, that's fine. But this is a graveyard. This is a cemetery. This is a place where you would expect people to put an epitaph or something interesting. You know, what's the point? Cataclysm may not have ever happened, because even old Emma. Emma is a lady who walks around Stormwind and fetches barrels or buckets of water. You don't know why, and she's complaining. And one of the things was, I was remembering a time before the plague, which is what set up World of Warcraft. And it's like, why don't you just update it to, I remember a time before the Shattering, or before the Dragon, or something. Now, why is she still thinking about the plague when the town just got razed? You know, they aren't updating anything. They updated the maps, they updated the environment, they didn't update anything else. So it's like, you know, Blizzard, I think Cataclysm's going to be a neat thing. But if you want the older players to get on board with a lot of these so-called changes, it'd be nice if there even were any. And there aren't any changes, really. There's just changes to the landscape. There's new quests. Well, whoop-de-doo, but all the same people are still here. You know, if you're going to try and convince all the people that have been there as long as I have or longer that this is going to be a brand new world and all that. I mean, supposedly, too. It's weird what you hear. Sometimes it's a few months after Deathwing. Sometimes it's a couple of years in between Lich King and Cataclysm. Those kids and all of those people are the same age that they were when the game started 7 years ago, and probably in game time almost 10 years ago. What, are they in a time warp or something? You know, are the Bronze Dragonflight, which are the keepers of time, are they just holding everybody in stasis except the heroes? You know, that's the only thing I can think of that would make any sense. Because nothing ever changes. Nothing evolves. They'll build onto cities. They'll change, you know, like with the park and the barracks, they'll change parts of cities, but none of the citizens ever change. That is one of the things that makes the game stale. If you want your people to believe that everything is changing, it takes more than just changes to a map. It takes interactions. You know, one of the things that they did really cool for their Thanksgiving, which is called Pilgrim Week, is some of the people who sell you things say, "Oh, hey, are you in the spirit of Pilgrim Week? Got you in a shopping mood?" And it was neat, because it was the first time that I had been to somebody that I didn't get the same old line. It's like, well, that's... I actually like that. I don't know if they'll do it for Wintervale, which is their winter, of course. Or their Christmas. But if I had to name one thing that I hate about Warcraft, it's that it's the same old song and dance no matter where you go. The NPCs always are the same. They never change. Even when you're doing quests, like, there'll be a little thing when you talk to somebody, they'll say, oh, those damn trolls or those damn humans, yada, yada, yada. And there'll be a quest. And the quest will be to usually get rid of what they're griping about. And you could go through, the quest could be the genocide of whatever they hate. I mean, there will not be anything living in the world of Warcraft of these things once you're done with this quest. And instead of, when you're done, saying, oh, you know, it's a blessed day, I don't have to worry about them again, and, you know, everything is peaceful now, they'll still be bitching. Because nothing will have changed. You can still go out, you can still find those things. They have areas of the world called that are phased. One of them in Northrend, and this I'm saying this because the first one comes to mind, are the Sons of Hodir and Brunhildr Village. When you start there, the Brunhildr, or the Hildnir, I think is what they're called, are trapped by the Sons of Hodir. They're frozen and their drakes are over there, so when you get there, it's not a place that you can visit. You go, you rescue them, you do a quest chain, and you eventually get in the good graces of the Sons. Well, then it becomes a flight point. But up until that point, if somebody new comes into that zone where they are, and they haven't done it yet, you won't see them, because they're not in the same place. To them, the Sons of Hodir are still enemies. So, you know, what purpose would it be to see them flying around and rescuing people and doing stuff when you're sitting there, you know, doing jobs for them? So, my thing is, why can't, and they don't need to do this all at once. You know, phase a new one in every now and then, but why when you're doing things, especially things, you know, where you're supposed to wipe a thing out? Why? And you aren't going to be doing this quest again. This isn't a daily. Okay? This isn't something where you can come through every day and commit genocide every day. You know, that'd be kind of fun, I suppose, but why don't they phase things? Why don't they make it so that, you know, oh, I want all these people gone, and you go make it gone, and then they're not there anymore, they can't come back, and the guy's actually happy about it, or the girl's happy about it, or whatever. Why can't you do that? Why won't they do that? You know, I don't get it. Yes, it would take some time, but they've proven with things that they can do it. The Sons of Hodir, the Shadow Vault, is another phased place, where if you go there initially, it becomes a flight point, but it isn't. You have to take it. You have to reclaim it from the Scourge. So it's like, you've proven you can do it. Now granted, most of the things that they've proven this with are in Wrath of the Lich King. I don't remember any in Burning Crusade or regular that are phased, really. It's a Wrath of the Lich King thing, but they've proven it works. So my thing is, why don't you implement that in other things? You know, make it so that areas that are supposed to sound final are final. They change for the better or for the worse. Or maybe they're just empty now. You know, maybe you go through and cleanse a fallen city of haunted spirits and whatnot, and thanks to you, you know, now they don't have to worry about it anymore. So why not just have that place be abandoned? Who says that you have to go through there and keep and have to be killing them all the time? There's no point to it. Make it so things change. It'd be so much better, I think. For some odd reason, good or ill, it could be a coding thing, I don't know. But for some odd reason, they will not change. And I don't think Warcraft, I think if Warcraft has anything against it, that's it. They just cannot bring themselves to change many things. They'll change the maps because that's easy. They'll change the landscape because, again, that's fairly easy. But they won't change reactions. They won't change characters. You know, I could log in 6 years from now if WoW is still going, go to Stormwind, and probably still see all those characters I named earlier. Still walking around, still doing the same thing. Nothing's changed. That's what... It's almost like they're making expansions, and they're making things to cover up the fact that they refuse to update these things. Like, they're talking now, we've got like 10,000 new quests and whatnot. And there are things like Aberdeen, where they actually physically moved. They destroyed a city. And so now the Aberdeen refugee camp is there. And so now a lot of people have changed. But they had to, because they're no longer where they were. Okay, I'm not saying that they have to pick up and physically move everything. I'm sure the gnomes have changed too, because the gnomes used to be in Ironforge. Now they have Gnomeregan back. So I'm sure those have changed. But it's like, unless they end up physically moving the NPCs, they won't change them. And it's like, I want to get into Warcraft. I think it's a wonderful way for people like me who like video games, who like cause and effect games, or quest and reward games, to get their fill. Okay? It's a great way to do it. But, on the other side, they can only pump so much new content in there, and everybody's going to finally realize, but the old content never changes, no matter what level you are. No matter how many things you do, it's always the same responses. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Go ahead, post your thoughts if you have any on them. And I'll try and do something else. Maybe I'll do one on Christmas or something. But I'll try and get back into it a little bit. Again, now I'm finally getting out of being sick. And my attitude has greatly improved since getting transportation again, so. We'll see. I'll hopefully talk to you guys later.